From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. General Motors says it's set to begin repaying its government loans years earlier than required. The announcement comes as the automaker reported a net loss of $1.2 billion for the third quarter from the date it emerged from bankruptcy protection. GM executives say the firm's financial health has improved significantly. Michigan Radio's Vincent Duffy has more.
Today's earnings provide the first comprehensive look at General Motors' balance sheet since it emerged from bankruptcy earlier this year. The automaker remains majority owned by the U.S. government, but says it's now prepared to start repaying $6.7 billion in government loans. The first payment of $1.2 billion could come as early as December. GM says it could pay off the full amount of the government loan by 2011. That would be 4 years ahead of schedule. Chief Financial Officer Ray Young cautions that the earnings results are preliminary and don't comply with U.S. accounting standards. GM says its earnings reports should comply with accounting standards by next year. For NPR News, I'm Vincent Duffy in Ann Arbor.
President Obama told a group of university students in China that free and unrestricted access to the Internet is a source of strength, not weakness. An indirect reference to China's tight control of the Internet and social networking websites. He made the comment in a town hall-style meeting, as Dwali Saikautau reports.
It was supposed to be an open discussion, Mr. Obama speaking in Shanghai to a large crowd of mostly students. Instead, it was a smaller audience of about 400 Chinese students. The discussion was broadcast only on local television and on the Internet. But China's official Xinhua news agency did publish Mr. Obama's transcript, including his remarks on individual freedoms. These freedoms of expression and worship, the president said, of access to information and political participation, we believe, are universal rights. Mr. Obama then traveled to Beijing, where he dined with Chinese President Hu Jintao. The two are expected tomorrow to discuss trade imbalances, climate change, and North Korea's nuclear weapons program. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau.
Australia's Prime Minister Kevin Rudd is apologizing to thousands of impoverished British children who were transported to that country from 1930 to 1970 and who wound up suffering abuse and neglect.
Sorry that as children you were taken from your families and placed in institutions where so often you were abused. Sorry for the physical suffering, the emotional starvation, and the cold absence of love, of tenderness, of care. Sorry for the tragedy, the absolute tragedy of childhoods lost.
The apology came at a ceremony attended by former child migrants. British Prime Minister Gordon Brown is set to issue a similar apology. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Industrials are up 138 points. This is NPR News from Washington. Insurgents in Afghanistan fired rockets into a crowded market area today where the general who commands French military forces there was meeting with tribal elders. France's military says the attack killed four people and wounded more than three dozen others, but no NATO troops or officers were hurt. The Commerce Department says retail sales rose 1.4% in October. Some analysts see that modest increase as a hopeful sign as the holiday season approaches. Danielle Carson has more.
Today's retail sales report suggests shoppers are loosening their vice grip on their wallets. But analysts say retailers shouldn't get too excited. Scott Hoyt with MoodysEconomy.com says with unemployment hovering above 10%, consumers have been strapped for cash for some time.
Consumers have come out of their shell. They're growing their spending, but only very modestly. They're still struggling with the lack of jobs and the lack of cash to do the spending.
Hoyt says if you take auto sales out of the equation, retail sales inched up by only 0.2%. This is a critical time of year for retailers.
It's going to be a very bad season for retailers by any standard except last year.
November and December account for roughly half of retailers' annual revenue. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
The countdown for this afternoon's scheduled launch of the space shuttle Atlantis is going smoothly so far. Forecasters say there is a 70% chance the weather at the Kennedy Space Center will be acceptable at launch time. Atlantis is set to carry tons of spare parts up to the International Space Station. Checking Wall Street, the Dow up 138 points at 10,409. The Nasdaq has gained 32. The S&P 500 index is up 18. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.